You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we're going to have a conversation with Aaron Hadley, who is a dog trainer at Annabelle's in downtown Lansing. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. I'm great. Aaron, you're going to be participating in the walk. Can you explain exactly what it is that you're going to be doing there?
Yes, I will be setting up a dog agility course and doing some demonstrations with our own dogs and dogs that are participating in class. And once we get through that, then we'll offer it to the general public to come in, test out the agility equipment, and see where, you know, how fun it can be and exciting and really creating a better relationship with their dogs. So.
Gotcha. Well, as someone who has Australian Shepherds, I'm pretty familiar with agility and the different things you can do. But for members of our audience who might not know about it, can you explain when you say agility equipment and exactly what types of things do you mean?
Well, there's tons of different types of agility equipment. So essentially what we'll have at the event is going to be the dog walk, and that's just a modified, looks like a bridge with ramps coming up on either end, and your dog walks across the middle. There'll be an A-frame, which is just that. It's an A-frame, and it's fairly steep, and your dog can come up one side and down the other. Different types of tunnels for the dogs to run through, and weave poles, which are excellent for those herding dogs. They love those. Let's see, some different types of jumps, bar jumps and long jumps. That's the basics of an agility course, and so that's what we'll be offering at the event.
Right, and I will say the agility is something my dogs absolutely love, but it could also be the treats that they get as going through the course as well that really motivates them.
Yeah, that can be an incentive, absolutely. But I think that if you are having fun as the human, then your dog's going to have fun as well. So it's effective.
No doubt about that. And when it comes to Annabelle's, just for our audience who may not be familiar, can you tell them a little bit about what Annabelle's is and what you guys do over there?
Absolutely. Annabelle's is not just a training facility for dogs. We also offer grooming and doggy daycare. So there are classes almost every night of the week. So works along with everybody's schedules because we're all very busy these days. And we have lots of opportunities to be able to come in and take classes in the evenings and on the weekends as well. The doggy daycare is open during the days for those of us that just don't want to leave our pets at home. And then grooming as well is 6 days a week. So,
I'll speak up for both Annabelle's. It's exciting to have them downtown Lansing. You know, it was kind of a counterintuitive move for us to move downtown Lansing, and we found that to be just a very fruitful center of attention type location. And it was exciting when I heard Annabelle's was coming down to on Capitol, just because we have another, you know, responsible pet oriented individual that's or group that's now down close to Lansing. How has that worked out? Has that location and being downtown Lansing, has it grabbed people that you wouldn't have expected?
I think so, Rick. Absolutely. It's centrally located right off the expressway. We're really bringing in a lot of Cooley Law students, you know, State of Michigan employees, Michigan State students as well. I think that the downtown community has been very welcoming to us, very welcoming, because there wasn't really anything in that specific location other than you guys, which offer a completely different spectrum of
right,
services.
Right, right. I've always, you guys seem to be like that perfect match with us. We have dog and cat supplies, but we really don't go through the whole training procedure
right.
of dogs.
Right.
You know, so it's really fantastic just having you like down the corner, take a left to the end of the road, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that's excellent. And your particular role at Annabelle's has been specifically on agility training, or do you have different roles?
Nope, that's not my only role there. I am a trainer there, and we offer a lot of foundation obedience classes in addition to the agility class. The agility class is not geared towards competition agility. Uh-huh. It's geared towards the dog and handler team that wants to build a better relationship with their dog. So the actual name of the course is Agility Builds Confidence. We have learned that introducing your dogs to unfamiliar situations or unfamiliar obstacles just creates a better relationship. And the dogs end up having so much fun. The handlers have so much fun. We have a blind dog in class that can complete the course just based on his handler's voice commands.
Wow.
And it brings tears to your eyes because it's so amazing that this dog and handler team have come from nothing, you know, and their relationship was, I wouldn't say poor, but it's built over the last few months as he's gotten through this agility course. It's just phenomenal.
Dogs are that like pack mentality, and literally sometimes because we're not necessarily, this is just like that perfect bonding opportunity because you're actually out there exploring the world together and actually playing a leadership role, which is exactly what your dog you want to have happen, and they do it in a fun way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, you've done this at the big event coming up here in the past. Okay, can you tell us more about what you're trying to accomplish by actually having a demonstration out here at the big walk?
Right. I think that the main reason that we wanted to come and do the walk with the Capital Mary Humane Society is that we want to show the general public that agility is a lot of fun. You know, if you watch the dog shows on TV, yeah, it's a lot of work. Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that. But it is so much fun. And it's just something different. You're out there. You're moving with your pet. It's not just your sits and your downs and your more formal obedience. It's really an interactive relationship with your dog. And the whole family can do it. And any type of person to do it. So it's excellent.
I can vouch for that, Erin, because as the weak link in the owner dog team, I can tell you that in spite of that, my dog has done extremely well when it comes to agility courses because he just, it's almost as if they have an instinctive sense of what they're doing on the course. And like I said, that treat really does seem to do a good job of motivating him through that course. So it is a great event. When it comes to events like this, if I'm showing up at the walk intending to do the 5K walk with my dog, when I come over to where you're going to be set up, what can I expect to have happen? I mean, do I have to pay for it? How do I, if I want to take my dog through the course, can I? Is there anything I need to bring with me? I mean, help me understand from that perspective.
The actual use of the course will be free to the public. We'll have trainers on hands and assistants on hands as well to make sure that not only the handler but the dogs are approaching the equipment safely and correctly, because some of this stuff can be dangerous if not taught correctly. And so we're not going to just have people willy-nilly running all over the course. We'll have people there kind of holding hands so everybody has a positive and exciting experience. So dogs should come in a flat buckle collar or a slip collar. Head collars are fine too. Harnesses, anything, a nice long leash, and plenty of treats, although we will have food on hand if you need that, if you choose to use that as an incentive. Sometimes dogs are just motivated by, you know, the excitement around them or the actual course itself. And I think that we're really trying to spread how infectious, this whole agility or just obedience with your dogs can be. So,
And how popular has this agility exercise become, and over what period of time? When was it not even a concept, and what's the basic real fast history of agility?
Well, agility has been around for years, and an exact date I could not tell you, Rick, but I know that at Annabelle's, when we introduced this Agility Builds Confidence class, it had an overwhelming response from current students and new students, to the extent that at the end of the first class, they were just asking for more, so we had to open up a second section, Section 2, I guess you could call it, to accommodate people wanting more. Uh-huh. So
I know it. Whenever you go to events where these things are happening, it seems to be the big draw.
Absolutely.
It's just great to watch that. And I'm thinking when people are out there walking their dogs on a 5K, they're going to find when they get home, their dog is a lot easier to work with. I would imagine that this is actually the perfect way to kind of realize that beyond that, you know, let's do this on a regular basis and you can have that same effect, but with a lot more interaction.
Absolutely. I think that with agility or any type of, you know, obedience type exercises with your dogs, as long as you're giving your dog a job, they're going to be a lot easier to live with, you know, and you're creating boundaries and giving them opportunities. They're just like kids. They crave. They're like little sponges. And so if you give them jobs and you give them boundaries and you give them something to do, they're really going to just be asking for more. So.
We've been talking this morning with Erin Hadley, who is a dog trainer at Annabelle's, and all of you will get the chance to meet her, too, in just a couple of weeks if you come out to the Humane Society Run and Walk in Grand Ledge on September 11th. And right after the break, we're going to continue our conversation about what you can expect at the show just after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.